expectations coming into the season for Trey Waynes?
Well, we expect him to continue to compete. You know, he's doing a good job this offseason. He seems to have recalled a lot from his first year. He's learned a lot and just continue to work on the fundamentals and the techniques that we're working between the different concepts that we have coverage-wise in. And, you know, take the next step. You know, take the next step awareness-wise, compete-wise, and, you know, being able to recall it when we get out of here on the field and make the plays.
The next step with, like, awareness and stuff like that. How does that show itself on the practice field? What's the easiest way you can see that?
Well, I think when a young player comes in, especially a rookie, comes in and not only learning what we're doing schematically and technique and fundamental-wise, but also the college game is so much different than the professional game. And I think there is a learning curve in there, a lot more so than it used to be, you know, years before. So from that aspect of it, come in, you know, you've gotten acclimated to what it is that we're going to see from week to week, the different concepts that we are in technique and fundamental-wise, you know, we want to be able to apply those things.
One of the biggest maybe knocks against him when he was coming out of the draft right away was hip tightness. Has he been able to improve on that and loosen up?
I really think the biggest thing is you know, him coming in and knowing and being confident in what we were trying to accomplish schematically, defensively, and the different techniques that we ask him to play as opposed to, you know, what he was doing in college. So I think there was a learning curve there. And, again, you know, he approached it. He worked hard at it. He had limited reps last year, but, you know, we saw some good things when he was able to play.
Young cornerback, McKenzie, looked like he wasn't maybe going much today. Is there any concern there with him?
No. Again, you know, he's another one coming in, making that transition. And, you know, you don't like for anybody to have to miss any time, but those things happen, and we realize that. But he's been a good worker since he's been in here, understanding the different things we've asked him to do, sort of like we did last year. We've come in, we're playing him at the nickel, we're playing him outside so they can get a bigger scope of, you know, what we're trying to do schematically overall. And I think that puts a little bit more added, you know, work to him mentally and just schematically what we're asking him to do. But in the long haul, we think it'll play big benefits for us.
He was spending most of the times on 11-on-11, standing right next to Coach Gray. Is he kind of just that always wants to be in on what's happening, even if it's not in?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's paying attention to the details of it. Even though he couldn't take reps today, you know, being able to come out here and take mental reps can be very valuable, especially to a young guy. Well, our biggest deal is trying to see his skill set and see where we can match his skill set schematically into what it is that we're doing. He's played in the nickel before some in college, and you know, just looking at the different things that we do coverage-wise and the things that we ask the nickel to do, putting him in there and let him work inside and outside is, you know, should hopefully pay dividends to him as we keep, you know, progressing down the road.
Has Gannis been looking? It seems like every time every time we've come here, it seems like he's making plays.
He really has. I mean, he's come in and he's been working hard and, you know, has picked up on the things that we're asking him to do. And so, you know, we just want to see continued progress. And, you know, then after the OTAs and the mini camp is over with, and then continue to press through training camp. So we're excited about where he is right now and look forward to him continuing to improve and get better as we work through this process.
Undrafted free agent, especially a linebacker in your defense, to make a lot of noise because you guys have so much depth there.
You know, it's a competition, and that's the one thing I think Coach has preached since we've been here, is that we want that competition throughout. He played in a good program at the University of Georgia. He understands what it takes to come out every day and compete, and it's kind of transferred over. He approaches it like a pro. He's working diligently. I know he's meeting extra and doing all those things with Coach Zimmer and doing all the things necessary to give him a chance to compete.
Last one for George here, we'll get north.
Thanks, Coach.